Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're live, College Park, Maryland, CQ Stadium outside of Tizer Tower. They got a blood drive going. More information, check out Big10.org/Abbott. Abbott and the Big Ten are teaming up, trying to solve a blood shortage throughout the United States of America. Very good cause. Also, shout out to our guy Phil from Terrapin Station. Brought us up some lunch. Fantastic food. I got a steak and cheese. B-Mitch got french fries and lamb chops. That's an elite order. Now we also have an elite guest. Joe Theismann joins the program.
Joe T,
what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Lamb chops for lunch, B-Mitch. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
He's living, man.
Lamb chops are good for you. They light.
He's living the big life. They are light. You're absolutely right. Hey, guys, how are you?
We're good, great. Man. Joe, where were you last night for the Hail Mary? What'd you think of that?
In front of my TV, and I just absolutely jumped out of my chair. Like you know, everybody in the stands jumped out of their seats. So I jumped out of my chair.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, Jaden did a great job of buying time. And gave you an idea, because we always get the question as quarterbacks, how far can you throw the ball? Well, we saw him throw that maybe 60, I figured about 65 yards. He threw from about the 35 to the goal line. So, you know, if anybody ever asks a question, Jaden, how far can you throw the ball? 65 yards.
Yeah.
But it was just, I mean, it was, you know, you don't want to say it's a team of destiny, but it's sure starting to look like it. I mean, just the amazing things that have happened so far this year in 8 football games. I mean, you know, you don't score a touchdown and you beat somebody with 7 field goals. Would have been 4 field goals yesterday had we not, you know, sort of chunked a tee shot.
He hit the 4th. It was the 5th that was the chunk.
Oh, the 5th one. That's right. The 5th that did it. And I'm thinking, here we go again. But, I mean, this is what makes this team so interesting to me. Is there a complete football team? Defense is stepping up. You know, they're down Jonathan, but defense is stepping up. It doesn't matter. Guys are making plays. Guys are giving second effort. You know, Deron just catching Caleb's foot there before he could pick up a first down on the drive. I mean, all the little things that good teams do, we're doing. And then, of course, you know, obviously there has to be a degree of luck. And but I just like... Unbelievable. I mean, I'm still in disbelief because that's just, you know, they call it a Hail Mary for a reason. You know, Drew Pearson's one of my dearest friends and went to high school together. And, you know, and it was Drew that play with Roger and Drew that created the Hail Mary up in Minnesota for the Dallas Cowboys. That's where the name came from.
I didn't know
And I mean, it's like, I guess you could say you're not going to hear this from me very often, but I'm almost speechless.
Well, that's crazy.
Joe, the thing about it, though, like you've worked on that play, I'm sure, in your career many a times. But when you see it work, it's like a work of art. Him to be able to scramble around for 13 seconds and let that ball go right to where the guy that was over there taunting the fans got back in time just to tip the ball right to your guy, you know.
Yep.
How do you describe it?
Just got back in time so that he can be ridiculed not only by his coaches but by everybody else.
It
was just amazing. I mean, you know, first of all, great lesson for everybody. It ain't over till it's over. I mean, until the whistle blows and the end of the game. That's when it's over. You just don't start doing it. But, you know, look at the guys. These are the young guys today who are all about look at me. You know, they point to their back. They give you this flex. They make a play. You get paid to make plays. You know what I'm saying? You get paid to be on the field to defend plays. That was as much, you know, like I said, it's luck. But then there's also a lot of thought, and I know it because I talked to our defensive coaches about it, and you did too. There's a lot of thought that goes into how do you address this particular play. But the one that really set it up was the pass to Terry before.
Yeah.
That got Jaden within, you know, firing distance of how far he can throw the ball. If they put somebody out there and they rush 3, in that situation, you don't want to give the quarterback a chance to be able to make a play. You got to have people running around, chase them a little bit, make them a little uncomfortable. Jaden did a fantastic job of buying time. And, you know, I guess in Jaden's case, let's just say this, the legend continues.
I've watched that same play a lot, different levels. They rush three. You ever thought if you rush four or five, you might be able to get to the quarterback a little quicker than just expecting them to tip the ball away or whatever? Because it could also tip into his hands like it did last night.
Exactly right. I mean, the ball's going to go up, and it's, you know, wherever it lands, it's going to land. And fortunately for us, it landed in the right hands. But I look at, that's going to be a lesson for a lot of us. This is the second Hail Mary that we've seen completed this year. Aaron Rodgers got one a few games back, and now Jaden has one. I never had one, probably because I couldn't throw the ball that far. But we had to get closer. We had a better shot at kicking a Mark Mosley field goal from 50-plus. But it was just absolutely exciting. And, you know, you could almost, through the TV, you could almost feel the stadium just explode, just rock. I mean, unbelievable, really.
It was pretty nuts in there. It was really, really cool. And Joe, talking with Joe Theismann here on the BetQL guest line. Joe, you've been a part of some really, really good teams. What does a win like that do for a locker room and just for a group that's still coming together and learning a lot about each other, but going forward?
And this is Dan's challenge. It's a win. Yeah. Let's enjoy today. Today is Victory Monday. Let's enjoy today. But we have to go up and play the Giants. The Giants historically have been a pain in the rear end for us. Now we're going up to New York. They just got beat again, and they've been beat consistently. This is not a game that you can take lightly. This is not a game where you think that one element of the game, offense, defense, or special teams, is going to carry it. It's got to be the same approach that they've had, and that's the thing that I look at more than anything with our football team, is that it's been a three-phase aspect of consistent play that's made a difference. I thought, you know, I mean, Jaden didn't complete a lot of passes in the second half, but he made some plays, and that, you know, that jump through to avoid getting sacked on one of the crucial plays there in the fourth quarter, again, was just an indication of his awareness of where people are. You saw Caleb not aware of where Duron was and got picked up 4 or 5 yards. You saw Jaden aware of somebody trying to tackle him, and he sort of jumped out of it and picked up 7 or 8. And, right. And those little yards make a difference. He has a great awareness of what's going on out there. He feels people, does a really nice job. And I look at the little things, like when he feels pressure and he starts to take off up the middle of the field, he puts 2 hands on the ball. He doesn't try and run through with 1 hand out and trying to make a play. And so, you know, I love watching him grow. I love watching them play. I love this football team, the way they're playing as a team. They truly are. You know, there's that acronym, TEAM, Together Everyone Achieves More.
There you go.
And that's exactly what they're doing. We have a train near the house, by the way, down here.
No problem, man. We're actually live in College Park today, Joe, so we got all sorts of crazy action going on.
And you know what, too? I'll tell you, that it's great that Abbott and, you guys are out there to try and get people to donate blood. I think, you know, there's so many people in this country that need so much, and that's certainly one of the things that's important. And you guys helping it out, being out there, is terrific.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. It's been fun so far. I think, you know, with this team, you got to credit Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, all the coaches involved. I do wonder a little bit. You know, they had the red zone woes are starting to show up more and more. Is there anything you notice as a quarterback with that bogs them down in the red zone where they're getting field goals instead of touchdowns?
I think, well, early on we saw it was penalties. You know, the instead of being first and 5 at the 5, it's now first and goal at the 10. Penalties early on. I think, you know, in a game like this, when it's so low scoring, you have to give credit to the Bears defense. They did a heck of a job not allowing them in the end zone. And the pressures came a lot. Jaden's still going to see a lot of pressures because he's young, and he's adapted and handled them well. But the ability to be able to try and run the football, so much of what they do is incorporated in the read options, just getting the ball in Jaden's hands. I think, sooner or later, we used to line up in a power eye and just knock people off the ball.
Yeah.
And whoever the running back was, it was their job to run over the last defensive back that was in the way. That's the way Joe Bugle used to teach it. He used to tell John, we're gonna block 10. The 11th is yours. Just run over. that was our philosophy. It was plain and simple. We'd run, power left, power right, or different plays. And I don't see anybody do this. I don't see anybody line up in a three tight end formation and run the ball. You're backed up on your own 1 yard line and you're in the shotgun.
Yeah. Empty.
There's fundamental aspects of football. There's fundamental aspects of football that just make your life a little bit easier. And being in the shotgun when you're backed up on your own one is not one of those things.
Talking with Joe Theismann.
I think, being able to run the ball down around the goal line, getting closer has got to be something we probably need to work on a little more.
I think that's fair. We're talking with Joe Theismann here on the BetQL guest line. Joe, I wanted to ask you about the Washington defense was really good last night, and Caleb's struggles were probably part Caleb, but part defense too. Specifically, what did you think of Johnny Newton, the rookie that there was a lot of excitement about that mm-hmm. dealt with a little bit of injuries and came on really strong last night?
I got so excited. I got a kick out of him. The first thing, he wouldn't give up that football. He would not give up that football. You couldn't pry that out of his hands. If he sat there and just something happened and all of a sudden, he expired, okay, you were not going to get that football out of his hand. Here he is sitting on the bench. You got, your guy runs, 100 yards, okay?
Yeah, they sprinted the whole way down.
It was smart. It was smart because you can't trust the officials to blow a play dead. You just keep on running all the way to the end zone, and then he jogs over and he sits down and he's got that football tucked under his arm and he grabs that oxygen mask. Man, he's throwing that oxygen mask on. That to me is one of that should be one of his classic pictures for his career. You got the oxygen mask on. You got the football under your arm. You just made a big, big play.
Yeah.
I think the front four, front five, the pressures, the way Coach Witt called the defenses, that just kept Caleb under constant pressure. He missed a fair amount of people who were with throws probably later in his career he'll probably make, maybe. But he had some people down the field that he just flat overthrew and just flat missed them. I think he felt the pressure all day. But, if you look at the Bears' offense, he's run around a lot. He's run from pressure a lot. We just kept the pressure on all day long. And it made it very miserable and uncomfortable for him to be in the pocket.
Definitely did.
And Caleb was long on every – he had – you don't really see uncatchable anymore, but he had a throw out the back of the end zone that there was some pretty good grabbing by the DB, and the ref gave the uncatchable signal because the ball almost landed in the stands. He was off, and they got to him early, and I think that made a big impact.
I agree with you. And my theory is this, and not just with him, but with – when you see quarterbacks – overthrow people down the field. They're not throwing to complete the pass. They're throwing not to throw an interception. So, and Jaden is a wonderful exception to the rule. He was a little high and hot in the fourth quarter with some of the throws.
Yeah.
And how about Ertz making plays like they're making? These guys are catching everything, which is if it's close, it's caught.
Did you think that was a catch by Ertz in the end zone?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I agree with you. You could see once it hit the ground, it moved. If his hand would have stayed under it, yes, but the ball actually hit the ground and moved. Once it moved, it's over.
I didn't think they could overturn it.
Like,
it was called a touchdown, but I didn't think they were going to overturn it. Sorry, Joe.
Right. How about Jaden? How about Jaden getting everybody to the line of scrimmage? That ball that he threw to Terry, that hit the ground.
Of the field.
That one hit the ground for sure. He got him to the line of scrimmage quick, and you know normally what
Austin
do is,
real quick.
Yeah, you just that's it. You just run a play. You get there, and but I mean, that's every gosh, this is so great. That's every guy on the team understands what's going on. It isn't just the quarterback saying, hurry, 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 get up. It's the offensive lineman. It's the receivers getting set. And that, to, you know, if you want to look at this football team and say, what's the most impressive part of it? Everybody is thinking. Everybody is thinking about the play at that moment. What do we need to do? What do I need to do to help the team win? And that to me is what it's done. And, you know, Adam Peters has done a terrific job putting this team together. That's the other thing is, you know, there's always got to be an architect. You know, it's don't throw up a building. You got to have some plans to be able to do it. And they found, I think, the right kind of people in the right place. I hope we continue to stay healthy. That's a big thing. San Francisco, you see the struggles they have when they're without their star players.
Yeah.
There's little plays in this game that just tell me, you know, Jaden's maturity, the team's playing well, everybody's playing hard. Like I say, Newt's run, that was priceless. I mean,
yeah,
just to see him sit down on the – just sit there. That ball was locked into his arm so tight, nobody could have pried it out.
Well, I don't think the referees even – I don't know why they had to sit there so long. The ball never got into big man's hands. It was a fumble from the onset. Right.
Hey, Joe, last one from me. You are always gracious and a class act. I'm just curious, did you enjoy the way the Commanders game ended and then watch Dallas get smoked on national TV in the late game?
Hey, but JP, let me tell you something. That wasn't the first time we saw Dallas smoked.
Yes, sure.
They've been kindling for a while. they really have. I mean, this let's put it this way. This was a better one than last week. I mean, they just – and, you know, Dak should have had a third interception. Sometimes, I love to watch the quarterback position, and I watch all of them. Sometimes he's throwing the ball places where you don't see, in this case, a white shirt anywhere. They're all red. I mean, they were battling over if Fred Warner doesn't tip the ball away from, you know, one of the guys there, he's got another interception.
Right.
But, you know, this is what a football team looks like when you don't have the ability to run the ball. And they tried. I guarantee you, Mike's heard this. You know, we have to be able to run the football. We have to be able to run the football. But you can't. You don't. You let people go out the door that could run the football for you. And you brought back someone who's at the end of a career. If it wasn't for a couple of blown coverages by San Francisco with CeeDee Lamb sort of running scot-free all over the place with a couple of touchdown passes and big plays that, you know, nobody was in, you know, a zip code of, they would have struggled. But, I mean, you know, if you're going to play the Dallas Cowboys, stop CeeDee Lamb from running around scot-free all over the place, and you may even get less offense out of them than they have now.
Wow.
Yeah, they're on the struggle bus. And
they are.
It's been fun to watch, frankly.
Yeah.
Joe, thank you for the time as always, man. We really appreciate it.
Oh, great. It's exciting times in Washington. You know, we've always talked about cautious optimism. I'm starting to lose the cautious part. Now there's optimism.
I'm with you on that, Joe.
That's where we're getting, man. That's where we're getting. Joe Theismann, Burgundy and Gold, great. Thank you for the time, sir.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, man.
The great Joe T. We talk about cautious optimism. Now we're just talking optimism.